So.
Hi, Mark from the Chocolate Watch Band's here. Come up and tell us about it.
We do have a member. Okay, we do have an original member from one of the coolest bands.
Okay, you have to realize that psychedelic music was actually surf instrumental music, and that's where Garage Band came, because it wasn't well produced, because everybody was doing it, and it wasn't. It was basically instrumentals, and then it got stretched on further and further than words were.
Like the Hogs record?
Eddie Cobb knew that we could do it, so he ran us in, and we beat Davey Allen, who was stuck in court because they wouldn't release it because of their age. You have to remember the difference between Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York. In New York, you had to have a cabaret license to perform in the clubs. If you didn't have a cabaret license, you couldn't perform. Therefore, if you know Thelonious Monk, he was busted for having somebody in his car have drugs, so he had lost his cabaret license, so he wasn't able to perform in the New York clubs. Unless you were 21 or close to 20, or had friends that would let you get into the clubs, you didn't have the license because you had to be 21 to perform in the clubs in New York, and there was little holes in the walls that you could perform, but the performances had to be done by 10 o'clock, and the police would look the other way. But most of the clubs followed the cabaret law license, and you had to be 21, and that's why most bands didn't perform in New York. The folk scene was, yes, in the Washington Square Park, but the problem was that was cleared out too, because you had people that were taking drugs. But it was a whole different time period. Dylan, there was a lot more. When he mentioned animals rising, the House of Rising Sun, that was originally done by Pete Seeger, and Pete had done the full version in Washington Square Park. And there was another guy called Richie Havens, who came out in 69 at Woodstock and became very popular for a small period. He was in the same group. There's a lot of people that were in that same group. Yeah. And Ginsberg would always be out doing his poetry on Saturday mornings in Washington Square Park until the police clamped down. See, you weren't supposed to perform because there was a law in New York City that Mayor LaGuardia brought in against the organ grinders that had the monkeys. He brought this law and stopped that, so you couldn't perform on the sidewalk because you could get put in jail because there was a performance law that you couldn't perform on the sidewalk. That's why there wasn't much performance on the sidewalk. I mean, we got people that play saxophone and stuff today, but overall, there was a lot of different laws that were already instituted, and that's why New York was like, oh, wouldn't you go to Boston and play? And that's why the Standells were pretty practiced. But you couldn't do that in New York because there's all these little laws and you couldn't play. There was no place to play. And that's why there was no, I mean, you had to be 21 years old.
Yeah.
Two, you know, it's like, the reason why the art scene worked in Los Angeles and in any other place is because people that were young couldn't drink if Mer was 21, and they could sneak in there and have a little wine or a little sake and get away with it. That's the reality.
Yes, Pat.
I'm just going to say that fits in very well with what Dick Dale had once said, that it wasn't really the British invasion that really killed it for surf, but the city fathers, when he was playing, made it to 21 over clubs.
Yeah.
And then that original teenage fan base couldn't go to see them playing.
Right.
No, but they had parties at car washes. Don't kid yourself. Car washes. And places that would be like donut shops. And, you know, your L.A. things, the reason why it was successful is because it was people that had money. You remember, everybody has this thing that the kids had the money. It wasn't the kids that had the money. It wasn't the kids that bought things. The kids asked their parents, but your main drag and all this stuff is people that were really spending money that were in their 20s, late 20s. Most of the people that were involved in any of the productions were in their late 20s.